Hello, this is Ken Taylor from London. In his latest article, Bob Dignan talks about three-minute moments. These are the many short, casual conversations that we have during our working day. Bob suggests that these moments are opportunities for us to build and deepen our contact networks. Let's look at three areas that Bob thinks are important in making the most of your three-minute moments. First, manage the moment. Know when key contacts might be in the canteen or coffee room. Be in the right place at the right time. But then, and this is very important, assess their willingness to talk to you. Listen to their response to your greeting. This should tell you whether they are in the mood for a chat. Let's see how sensitive you are to this. You will hear David greet Laura, one of his colleagues. Laura will then respond to David's greeting. In the following pause, decide whether you think Laura wants to chat. Afterwards, you will hear what I think. Okay? Ready? Let's begin.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Oh, hi, David. I'm fine, except I've got this report to finish for Mike by 2 this afternoon.
Laura sounds a bit stressed. I'd wait for another opportunity to chat to her. Here's the next one.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Fine. And you? Was your holiday a good one?
This time, Laura sounds as though she has the time and is in the mood to chat. One key sign here is that she asks David a question. Okay, here's another one.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm just on my way up to George before he leaves for the day.
Laura is busy and in a bit of a hurry. Another time would be better for her. Next one.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Good, thanks. I'm on my way to lunch. Have you had yours yet?
This sounds as though Laura would like David's company for lunch. This would be a great chance to chat. Next example.
Hi, Laura. How are you?